Stick with me, because we're about to do some math. Think back to elementary school, when you first encountered this formula, length times width times height, or how to calculate the volume of a rectangular prism. At the time, you probably didn't think of it this way, but I bet your teacher did. You weren't going to know how to multiply length times width times height until you knew how to multiply three numbers. So if multiplying three numbers is a standard, and finding the area of a rectangular prism is another standard, then the former has to come before the latter. And here's where this gets tricky. You probably remember length times width times height, but do you remember when you learned it? What grade were you in?
In the 2000 standards, volume was taught in fifth grade. In Common Core, volume is pushed off until sixth grade.
Meet Tim Brock. In his day job, he teaches math at Manchester University. More on that in a minute. First, put him in a room with a dozen math educators and professors, all from Indiana.
And we had, actually, there was one topic that our group spent probably 30 minutes debating.
You guessed it, volume. Brock and the rest of the group are looking at a few things here. They're looking at the state's old standards, which expected students to calculate volume in fifth grade. They're looking at the Common Core standards, which don't emphasize volume until sixth grade.
We actually took a standard that's currently in fifth grade, and we considered moving it down to fourth grade to ensure that the foundation in fourth grade was there. Eventually, we ended up pulling it out and putting it back into fifth grade, but this was a really long discussion of, at the end of fourth grade, will they have the foundation they need to do volume in fifth grade?
Take this conversation and repeat it, over and over and over again. For 2 days, this is all Brock and the rest of the standards evaluation team did.
I don't know if I would have the time to develop all of that.
They hashed out dozens of standards per grade level, asking, is this right? Is this what we want kids doing? Have we taught them everything up to this point they'll need for mastery? Indiana Deputy State Superintendent Danielle Shockey oversaw the process.
I think this job was a little bigger than we anticipated, so we still need a little...
Indiana standards wouldn't have been up for a review, at least not yet, if state lawmakers hadn't intervened last year.
Typically when we review, we are looking at, does this make sense? Does it need more clarity? Does it need further example? Is this in the right grade level? And not a lot shifts.
But in this case, something will have to shift. If the new standards look too much like the nationally crafted Common Core expectations, state lawmakers could send them back for another rewrite. If they look too different, proponents will argue they fall short of Indiana's ultimate goal, which is to prepare students leaving K-12 schools to go on to college or get a job. Which brings us to...
Right, okay, that's a good start.
Tim Brock's discrete math class at Manchester University. Brock has a doctorate in industrial and applied mathematics, and he also taught 4th through 6th graders math for 3 years as part of a fellowship program. That was his earliest exposure to Common Core.
And my initial reaction when I saw what we're going to be doing in the classrooms with these 4th and 5th and 6th graders was, I don't think this is going to work. This really doesn't seem like what we need to be doing in the classrooms. But spending 2 years doing this in the classrooms, I really saw that these ideas, many of the ideas in Common Core, were working.
Brock's on the record supporting the Common Core in Indiana, and some say that means he shouldn't have had a seat at the table during the standards review. But he thinks the proposed draft standards could be a good compromise, the best of the old Indiana standards and the best of the Common Core. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.